sat on the chair behind the door, ready for school in the morning. And she could see the big photo of her with her mummy and her dad, which she kept in a frame on her bedside table. The photo had been taken in the kitchen downstairs, and they all looked very happy. Tilly's house was what her dad called an old-fashioned two-up, two-down, which meant it had two rooms upstairs and two rooms downstairs. Though this wasn't strictly true. There was just her bedroom and her dad's bedroom upstairs, but downstairs there was a living room, a kitchen, and a new bit of house that stuck out at the back, which was their bathroom. There was another explosion, much smaller this time, more like a crump, followed by a different coloured shower of sparks. Tilly sniffed the air with her tiny button of a nose. Could she smell burning? She would have to get up and investigate. She slid out of bed, dragging the duvet with her, wrapping it round her like a lovely warm cloak. She shuffled across to the window and looked out. The bathroom took up most of the space in the small yard at the back of the house, but her dad had still managed to squeeze a shed into the corner. This was where he did his experiments. Tilly's dad was a scientist, and he loved inventing things. He used to invent things for the government, but he didn't work for them anymore. In fact, he didn't work for anyone anymore, so he did all his inventing in the shed at home. As she looked out of her bedroom window, Tilly could see her dad through the window of the shed. He was leaping up and down, grinning from ear to ear, and it looked like half his beard was on fire. He turned and saw her, and immediately ran out of the shed, patting his beard to extinguish the flames. "Tilly! Tilly! Come down and look at this! My machine! It's working!" "Wow!" said Tilly, excitedly, although she didn't really know what the machine was. But she moved away from the window, dropped her duvet on the floor, and started towards the door. "No time for the stairs!" shouted her dad. "Just jump out of the window! I'll catch you!" Tilly couldn't believe her ears. She ran back to the window and flung it open. "Are you sure?" she shouted. "Yes, of course, you're only small. I'll catch you." Tilly didn't like being called small. She was 7 1/2, which in her opinion was quite big. But in the excitement of the moment, she couldn't be bothered to argue. She scrambled onto the windowsill and looked down at her dad. His hair always stood on end, as if he'd just electrocuted himself, and he was smiling the big cheerful smile he always smiled. His beard was still smouldering, and she could see that one of the lenses of his thick black glasses was broken. He held out his arms, ready to catch her. Tilly stood there in her pyjamas. "I'm frightened," she stammered. "Don't be such a scaredy-cat. It's hardly any distance at all. Come on." Tilly knew that if her mummy was still alive, she wouldn't let her do anything like this. Tilly missed her very much, but if there was any good side at all to her mummy dying, it was that she could do the crazy stuff her dad let her do, like jumping out of windows. "Life is for living, Tilly, my love," shouted her dad. "You only live once." "Here I come," she shouted back, and she jumped off the ledge and landed safely in his arms. "That's my girl. Come and look at this," said her dad, carrying her quickly to the shed. It was quite a small shed, but it was jam-packed with machinery. There were wires everywhere, as if the whole place was full of brightly coloured spaghetti. Lights blinked, wheels turned, and some things just shook and gurgled. "What is it?" asked Tilly.
"It's a time machine," said her dad. "They tell me I'd never get it to work, but finally it does. This evening, I've already been to visit Admiral Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar and to the 1966 World Cup final. You wouldn't believe it. I met the German goalkeeper, Hans Tilkowski, and Jeff Hurst. He scored 3 goals for England, although some people think his 3rd goal didn't actually cross the line." These things didn't mean much to Tilly, but she could see that they impressed her dad. "Come on," he said, twiddling some dials and tapping away at his computer keyboard. "Where would you like to go? You can go anywhere you like at any time in history. Although at the moment, I can only manage to stay there for a minute or two, then I pop straight back."
"Anywhere at all?" asked Tilly.
"That's right, anywhere at all."
"At any time I like?"
"At any time you like," said her dad.
"You could see a chariot race in ancient Rome, or travel with the Pilgrim Fathers to..."